amen, amen. We're gonna see what the Lord said this morning, what the Lord has for his people. We might be a little small in numbers, but our heart is great. Let's turn to 2 Peter in the back of the Bible. In the back. Woo! I'm going to ask a question. You have to answer for yourself. It's not for me, because I have to answer that question. I say, sometimes I'm there, sometimes I fail. Woo-woo! But the older I get, you got 2 Peter 2, verse 6, and turning the city of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemning them with an overthrow, make them example unto those that shall live ungodly. You see? Those who live ungodly. That's how you're going to end. That's how you're going to end. No other way. All right. 7. And deliver just Lot. Vex. That key word, vex. With the filthy conversation of the wicked. For the righteous man dwell among them. And seeing and hearing vex his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. Those are the actions of the wicked, you see. He looking at it. Woo! And the Lord know how to deliver the godly out of temptation, to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment shall be punished. One thing, if you get nothing out, else if you fall asleep, ungodly living, in God, you're going to be punished. Thank you. Sit down. Thank you. Sit down. Yeah. Now, we're going to walk this out. We're going to do it together. I'm going to ask you a question. You take inventory for yourself. Can ungodly behavior rub off on you? Can it rub off on you? Yes. I answer it, but I didn't like my answer. But when I got older, 50, I liked my answer. When I was younger, I didn't like it. But then, the scripture said, what you grow in grace. You got to grow. You don't come to church and stay the same way years after years. All right. He had to see a little growing. I come to church acting like a baby, but then I had to grow up. I came here, they gave me some money. I went to the candy store. But then as I got older and older, I put my money in my tithes, you see. No more baby steps. See, we got to obey the scriptures regardless. I want to thank the deacons and the congregation for allowing me to preach, to use my gift. I thank the other ministers, too, for here backing me up. Now I'm going to pray, and ask God to help me. I can't preach this by myself. Though I have prepared it out of the 8 chapters, but God has to come and open up your ear so you can change your wicked ways. He wants you to change your wicked ways. I thank you, Lord, for allowing me to stand before your people between heaven and earth, using me as you used the instrument this morning to tell your people about ungodly living, which is not acceptable. For you said, I am holy, ye be holy. Use me, Lord, to touch your people. Lord, let me decrease in the flesh and increase in the spirit to say what thus said the Lord. And I thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, amen. You see, Lot was a righteous man, but he was vexed. That's the key word, vexed. What does vex mean? Have you ever been vexed? I have. And I know you have too. Loosen up now. You in church. I know it's cold. We got a little heat in here. Loosen up. I want you to be stiff. You weren't stiff when you was on the floors. Why be stiff now? Just be the same way. Vex means to disturb, nagging away, and discussion. When you get, see it said, nagging away. It says seeing and hearing, but when you disgust it, when you start talking about it, meditating on godly way, that's what's in your soul. You can see it and hear it, fight it off. But when you say it with your own mouth, that's when you're going to do it. See? Because it's in your soul then. We're going to look at point number one, Genesis 12. You know, those who want to follow me, you can. We're going to go straight from the Bible. Genesis 12. Let's turn to it. We're going to go straight. God wants you to see it. He said, take your time, brethren, and run on and tell my people that ungodly living is not acceptable in my sight. See, my God see everything. The God who I serve. You see the first 3 verses, he called Abe. And he told Abe to go to a land where he showed him. We know that land is the milk and honey. We also know that we had that land. It's black land, black people land, Canaan land. Gold flowed with milk and honey. And Abe took his wife and Lot and left. But he told Abe something, didn't he, in them verses. He said, you will be blessed. You will be blessed. Point one, bless with association. Point one, bless with association. In 12, he went with his Uncle Abe, and then in 13, chapter 13, God blessed Abe, for Abe was obedient to God. And he said he blessed him with cattle, silver, and gold. Abe was rich. Not only blessed Abe, but he also blessed Lot too. So what are you saying? It's blessed to hang around spiritual, mature Christians. Spiritual, mature Christians. It's blessing to hang around them. Because right here it shows you what the obedient man, how he blessed him. And my Bible tell me God is no respectable person. Not only will he bless him, he will bless you. Then if you're not blessed, it's your fault. Yeah! Because most everybody here has an education, degree. Yeah, so if you're not blessed, this is going to turn you off. You're not paying your tithes and your offerings. You're not giving to the church. Could be the reason why you're not blessed. Because over in these 66 books, you will see how they started off. How Abe started with nothing, and now he's rich, and he also blessed Lot. And Lot is rich too. Amen. Chapter 13, verse 2, we say he was very rich. In chapter 13, verse 4, you see that Lot went and had a little arguing with Uncle Abe. God blessed them so much that the cattle, the herdsmen, was arguing between the two. Blessed by association. Blessed by who? A spiritual, mature Christian. A spiritual, mature Christian's not going to tell you anything wrong. A lot of people in the world will tell you things wrong and sit back and laugh at you and talk about you. Have you seen that happen? I have. I go to certain people young in my life, tell me things wrong, then when I get in trouble, didn't you know better than that? Oh, you the person that told me to do it. You the older? That's what I say. I said, well, I didn't think you would do that. Why tell me? You see, but a spiritual Christian is going to help you be around spiritual Christians. T.D. Jakes said on television that the grandmothers now have a boo. Back in my times, grandmother raised the kids while the mother was out shaking and baking. But now the grandmother want to shake and bake. Kids have no chance now. And we need to quit talking about them. They ain't got nobody. I had somebody had some sense, but now they got nobody. Everybody want to have a boo. Everybody, I got knees, yeah. And you see, Lot, Uncle Abe said, I'll settle this in the morning. Call his nephew, said, look, nephew, it's enough land for all of us. that separate ourselves. But what did Lot do? Like any other young person, mature person, he saw the green grass, the water plains of Jordan. He saw that green grass. And he said, that's good for my animals. Not recognize how blessed he was with Lot, with Uncle Abe. Uncle Abe should have the first choice, but the godly man, he knew he was going to be blessed if it was all brown. If the grass was brown, he knew he was going to be blessed. So he said, take it, young man. Now, point two, don't let the green grass fool you. Woo! What looked good for you is not always good for you. You see? What looked good? You see? Reminiscence, what looked good? There's a whole lot out there look good, but I got to remember who stayed with me. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Who was there? Oh, he ain't gonna shake and beg me. I got to remember who was there. The same lady I've been with 46 years now. I ain't going nowhere. You see, you got to remember, my grandmother said, the bridge to help you across. Yeah. Her skin getting old, I'm getting old. See, young, looking good, I admit that. Got a lot of back, I admit that. Saying hi, James. We said hi, James, for you see. I'm just being nice, okay? Be nice. But what did the scripture say, you see? What did the scripture say? Woo! I got to live by the scriptures.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I got to live.
Amen. Amen.
My life
come on.
Should
Amen.
Speak for me.
Yes.
The life I live.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see?
Amen.
I'm saved. A man of God. But what that look like? I'm out there with my head long. Look like a monkey. You ain't gonna fool me. You cute. No, I look like a monkey. No. Ain't no fool in me. No. You got to live that life he speaks about. But you see, Lot saw all that green grass and he was rich. He's about 25 years old. And he went down there and he joined the citizen. But when he woke up, he had a new revelation. You see. Uncle A, he see Uncle A praying and talking to God. What do he see now? Cussing, arguing, living ungodly. I do what I want to do when I get ready. When I get ready, I do what I want to do. No. You do what the scripture said. See, he saw that. And when he saw that, it rubbed off on him. Now, Reverend, what is ungodly behavior? Turn to Galatians 5:9-21. The Lord wants you to see it for yourself. Let's turn. Take our time. We're going to walk it out. We're going to walk it out this morning. God talking to somebody this morning. He's talking to somebody. What it is? Galatians 19 say it's the work of the flesh. That means your carnal mind. Now the work of the flesh will manifest which are there? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness. You see, that's at this church we in now and the congregation in front of me, we're not going to experiment with the other stuff. We got to focus on things we can participate. Yes, sir. And that is adultery, fornication, cussing, and excess drinking. That's what we're going to focus on. We can't focus on that experiment stuff because none of us want to experiment at this age. Well, if you tell the truth, you already experienced that. You say, Reverend, you ain't telling me nothing. I already did that. But that's that. You see, that's the work of the flesh. As you constantly hearing it, constantly hearing it and seeing it, you see. When you constantly seeing it and hearing it, it'll rub off on you. Adultery, fornication. I went through that. I used to work in the factory. And you know how we act in a factory. You know that. Just like the street people do. We got people straight and all that. I should have been a shining light, but I failed. You fail. You fail. You've been young, you fail. But now, at the age now, our failing should be what? Lesser and lesser. Lesser and lesser. We should fail. Like a lady said, she's 40 years old. But when you fail when you get 70, it's a felony. It's not a misdemeanor. That's not a misdemeanor when you get 70 and fail. That's a felony. Because what? All the time he wake you up, all the how he bless you, then you turn around and do that the first chance you get. See? That's like the children of Israel. That's not new. You see it in the Old Testament. When they got in the promised land, how did they act? They were mixed marriage, didn't want to worship God, didn't want to do it in Egypt, didn't want to do it in the wilderness, didn't want to act right. So he punished them for 70 years. And then 70 years when they came back, did they change? No. No, that's right. Somebody said no. Somebody know the scripture. No. Some ask you, when are you going to change? Are you shaking and begging?
Come on,
Randy. Are you? You don't have to answer me. But somebody I know is looking at you. Somebody's looking at you.
Yes, sir.
And somebody's praying for you. Now,
thank you, Lord.
So we focus on what? Adultery, fornication, cussing, and excess drinking. Now, we got to ask the question now, Reverend, we know their activity. What they do in the Sodom and Gomorrah is wrong. Where did that come from? The Bible tell you that. Let's go to Romans 1. That's where it's come from. You see, we're going to get down to the nanny-granny. Yeah. My grandmother said, let's get down to the nanny-granny. Yeah, I didn't want to get down to the real nanny-granny. I want to lie. But she said, we're going to get down. Where did that come from? It comes from Romans 1. Look at 26. Now look at 25. Who changed the truth of God into a lie? Worship and serve the Creator more than the creature, more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. What is that? And school taught you that, didn't they? The country preacher told you, Adam, God formed man and woman. But school taught you the Dalton theory, and you believe it, didn't you? You ain't found a missing link yet, have you? Ain't no monkey, my daddy. Ain't no monkey, my daddy. Because my daddy, I said, Abbott Father. Woo! Abbott Father. Ain't no missing link. They taught you that Dalton theory. I was in a science class one day. They taught the Dalton theory. I started reading the comic book. She said, what you doing, James Easton? I'm reading. She said, what page you on? I couldn't tell her. You know what she said? She walked to the board and put James Easton a red F for class participation. But I was glad to get that F because I don't believe gonna see what happened. Let's see what happened when they believe in the Dalton theory. For this cause, God gave them over to vile affection, for even their women didn't change the natural use that which is against nature. What does that mean? Sleeping with one another. That's ungodly. Sleeping with one another. And let's go to verse 28. 27 for man, but let's go to 28. And even as they did not like to retain God as their knowledge, God gave them over to what? A reprobate mind. That's where they come from. When you don't worship God, He give you over to a reprobate mind. Come on now. And your reprobate mind, you will do anything. It's right here. That's where it come from. All that ungodliness is right there. You see it with your own eyes. You need to stop it. You see it now, don't you? You know where it come from. And you know God turn you over to what? A reprobate mind. A reprobate mind will not inherit heaven. I know where you're going to be at. I know you're in. But I hope you'll be with me. Just hoping, you see, a reprobate mind for what? For not believing in God. God tells us how to live, don't he? Quit, shake your head or something. Quit just looking puzzled at me. I'm making sense. I'm making sense this morning. I can tell my little grandson this, and he said, yeah, Papa, and you my age, quit looking like that and decide to change your behavior.
Yes, sir.
It's not too late. You got to change.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Now, somebody asked the question, how do we let it in? How do you let it in? You let it in by the head gates. We got gates. You got gates. But head gates, what? You see it with your own eyes. You hear it with you hear and you discuss. Mm-hmm. What I said early, you see it and you hear, but when you discuss it, that's when you meditate on it. That's when you speak. And when you speak it, you want to try it.
Come on now. Come on.
You see? Yeah, you want to try it.
Come on. Yeah. Tell the truth.
Then when you try it, something's going to happen.
Yes, sir.
You see? Lot went to the plains of Jordan, the city, where dark-skinned people like him. He was rich. Lot probably become the mayor of the city. He went down there. People the same color as he is. And he was rich. And he was the same color. And that started his new life. Round ungodly people. And what did ungodly people do day in and day out? It wasn't no, I'm going to pray 3 times a year. Woo!
Yeah.
Thank you, brother. I get excited. Woo! And happy when I preach the word of God. See, you saw Abe preaching 3 times a day. But what did he see them ungodly people 3 times a day? Shaking and baking. Shaking and baking. Throw it in the oven, shaking and baking. And then it get done. He constantly saw that. Neighbors doing it. He didn't say his family did it, no. But he saw his neighbors. Everywhere he went in the city, people was living ungodly. And see, that's that new revelation. With Uncle A, he should have stayed with Uncle A. Saw people praying to God, reading the scriptures, doing devotions in the morning or night. We do that. I'm going to read my Bible. Ain't no reading no Bible. I want to shake and bake. You see? Can you see them citizen, my grandma, I hear her praying, my mother praying, but if I saw that shaking and baking, I wouldn't be here today. You see? See, the Bible tell you that. In Hebrews 11:25, it said what? It said it's pleasure. It's pleasure for a season. And adultery and fornication is pleasure. You got to admit it. It's pleasure, but it's sin. Oh, but it's sin. And this is said for a season. Well, Reverend, I'm a joy for my season. How long my season be? I don't know. But I know where you're going to end up at. What the Romans 6:23, it said, for the wages of sin is what?
Death.
But the gift of God is what? Eternal life. There we go. We hooking in now. We hooking in. You see? Oh, I don't want to get there. And he said, my name come up, James Easton. He said, woo. He said, Lord, I preach for you, but I don't know you. In chapter 14, the warning, but he didn't pay no attention. Come straight out of chapter 14, he got caught in what? The battles of the Canaanite, 5 Canaanite kings I guess, 4 kings. So he was in Canaanite land. The Canaanite land want to exercise their authority. Go and take somebody else in that land. He got caught. And the word came back to what? Uncle Abe. Can you see Uncle Abe? Use your imagination. Uncle Abe knew he was doing wrong. And what Uncle Abe said, like grandmothers said, I'm going to pray for my child. They said it over me, and I'm saying it today. I'm praying for my sons. You pray for your sons in order. And you said what? I'm going to put them in God's hand. Yes, will you put them in God's hand? He turning around. But where he turned around, you and I don't like it. Tell the truth. Do we? No. I don't like it, how he turning around. But when he turn around, they straight. Oh, they be, when I talk to them, they straight 1 or 2 days. But when he talk, he lay them down, don't he? He get the attention. I'm not going to lay them down, my son and daughter, all the way down. But he said, I'm God all by myself. I created those kids, and I know how to what? Talk to those kids. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So when Uncle Abe heard the word, he said, I'm going to get him. Uncle A went to get him, didn't he? Brought him back. And what did he do? He said, Uncle A probably talked to him. It don't tell you that. But what did he say? I'm going back. Thank you, Sister Ruby. I'm going back. Yes. I'm going back. I'm grown, Uncle Abe. And he went back. And then he come before the Lord. What does that mean? 2 cities, Dayton and Trotwood. Dayton and Trotwood. Nobody want to live right. Just like all the people in Dayton and Trotwood. That's Solomon and Gomorrah. You see? Now, what are you talking about? Don't get ahead of yourself. See, the Lord came to Uncle Abe. He said, their sin has come before me. I'm going to go down there and straighten it out. He said, I'm going to straighten it out. And then Uncle Abe acted like you and I. Uncle Abe asked the Lord a question. Will you kill the righteous with the wicked? Woo! And he said, Uncle A said, will you kill it for 50 people? It's in there. Will you kill it for 40 people? Will you kill them for 30 people? And he said, he dropped down to 10 people. 10 people in Trotwood and Dayton. Can I find 10 who going to live right? Can I find 10? Woohoo! Can he find 10 today? Can he find 10? As you go to bed and the Lord tell you, I'm going to destroy Dayton and Trotwood. I want 10 people. Who would stand up and say, Lord, I'm one of them. Don't tell me. I don't want to hear. Because what? I'm going to say, Lord, don't destroy. I want to be one of the 10. But the scripture said he can't find 10 people in the city want to live godly. Woo, that's a wicked city. That's right, brother. Have mercy. But he didn't have mercy on them. What did he do? He destroyed the city. The scripture said, how did he deliver Lot? He said, he went to Lot's house. in chapter 19 and told Lot to get out, him and his wife. And they did something in chapter 19. And God said, well, I'm right now. I got ground knowledge of these people. And when he had ground knowledge, you see, God will give you a chance to straighten up your life. He said, I'm a long-suffering guy. Long-suffering. But then when he passed that judgment on you, oh, Lord, it's not fair. But how long has he been looking at you and I? I'm included in this. How long has he been looking at you and I? He said, I've been looking for you 20 years. You haven't changed. You're shaking and begging, living ungodly, doing what you want to do, year after year. Just think, he wake us up. Now just look, take inventory of yourself. You haven't changed. I don't know it. The church don't know it. We don't want to know it. We got our own wagon to pull. But that's you and God. You and God got to take inventory. Now you haven't changed. You're going to end up like Sodom and Gomorrah. Change today. Let today be your beginning. See, Lot went down there, and it rubbed off on Lot, especially Lot's wife. When God brought that fire from heaven, he told her not to look back. She run to the edge, and what? She looked back. See, she couldn't resist that temptation. Lord, you burning up my people. I want to see them. I miss that when people call me, oh, child, did you see this? Did you see that? We get to grinning and talking, don't we? Talking about each one another. Talking about one another. Yes, sir, we like that, don't we? Yeah, we like that gossiping. We like that. Judging like we're God. Judging. Woo! I remember one time I fell in that judgment. I was young and dumb. But the thing he was judging about, I got judged on him. And I didn't like it. But that's life. You see? We should grow from our mistakes. That's it, you see. Because if you don't grow, I know where you're going to go. Yes, sir. Well, we're in chapter 19. That's the last. That's the last. But remember, point one, you bless by association. And association hang with a spirit. Mature people. People won't tell you nothing wrong. And number two, shaking and begging, you're going to end like Romans 6:23. I thank you for listening. Nobody went to sleep. I must have said something to touch you. You look at me funny, but I must touch you this morning. And that's what the Lord wants me to touch you, to tell you that. Thank you very much. If you have shaking and baking, time to repent. Come to the altar. The altar is open.